Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Get Started on the Right Foot. Your presenter is Marianne Johnson.
I'm excited about the experience that is about to unfold for you. I'm so sure that the principles you're about to learn work that I'm going to make a bold guarantee to you. If you're willing to consistently follow the 5 rules of engagement and faithfully do the work outlined in this course, I promise you, you will create a magical learning space in your home where your children love to learn. If you're not fully satisfied with your experience, I'll give you a full money back refund. Get ready for some magic to happen. Wouldn't you like to hear something like this? Mommy, is it time for school yet? Can we have school again now? Mom, I can't wait until tomorrow to do homeschool and sit in our library and read together. These are real statements from real children. One of the keys of leadership education is to inspire within a child a sense of wonder, excitement, and possibility. In other words, a love of learning. When this sense of wonder and possibility become the norm for a child, their learning thrives. The closet is a core tool in inspiring this sort of magical learning environment. In this course, I want to help you literally feel the excitement and the wonder of the closet and give you the basic tools you need to begin building this kind of magical learning environment in your own home. I know there are at least 3 kinds of people listening to this class. There are those who have never even heard of the closet but are searching for ways to bring joy and success into their children's learning. There are those who have heard about the closet and were so excited and went home and started and failed. And then there are those who were so excited and went home and never got started. When I learned about the closet, I felt so much excitement about it, and I wondered why others were having such a hard time understanding and using this tool. Why was it so difficult for them? I want to take a minute and tell you a bit about my story and how I became involved with the tool called the closet. I came from a wonderful family. My parents believed in education. My father was an educator. All of their children attended public school. That is all they knew. When I was in college, I married Don and became the mother of 7 children. Most of them went to public school, and 2 of them, the last 2, were school at home for a time. I have actually used the closet concept in one form or another all the time I raised my children. We just never called it the closet. A couple of years ago, after I learned the formal concept of the closet and had begun using it, I was asked to write a book about what made the closet work for me. As I began writing, I also began talking with families about this tool. I was amazed to discover how much interest there was and yet how few were finding success in using the tool. So I designed a pilot project to see if what I believed about the closet worked with ordinary families. I want you to feel the excitement of what I found out. The principles that I was using did work. They worked remarkably well. I became inspired to teach families how to use this tool and how to improve the quality of their family cultures using principles which worked so that they and their children would find greater success in their educational efforts. I remember my own grandmother's cupboard and how amazing and exciting it was to me. My grandmother was not especially friendly to us, but occasionally we went there. Despite her feelings for me, I loved going to her home because of her closet. She had a large cupboard filled with paper, every kind of paper you can imagine. She had taught first grade for over 30 years and the supply seemed endless. There were crayons, pencils, pens, markers, scissors, and glue. My love of writing was born in that closet. My grandmother would take paper and staple it into blank books. I almost always chose to engage with those blank books when I picked something out of the closet offerings. I began dreaming of writing a sequel to the Wizard of Oz series or the next bestseller for grade schoolers. I would take my book home filled with notes about characters and plots. I would diligently work on my story for a few days. Then it would find itself under the bed or the dresser, and my dreams of becoming a writer would be put away until the next trip to my grandmother's home. Soon, however, I'll have a book. I don't know how amazing it will be, but I think it will be amazing. And my desire to write and impact lives was born in that cupboard over 55 years ago. You know the closet's working when you hear children talk about how excited they are to use the closet. And when children feel like I felt at my grandmother's house. My number one goal is to help you create an inspiring educational environment so that your children will love learning their whole life long. Let's talk about how this Closet Mastery course is set up. The Closet Mastery course is divided into 11 lessons. Each lesson consists of an MP3 recording and workbook assignments. It is important that you complete the lessons in order because each builds upon the other. The content of each lesson has been organized according to the following categories. Overview: what you will accomplish in each lesson. Listen: which lesson to listen to. Read: books, articles, and resources to read. Do: assignments and implementation activities. Sum it up: a checkoff list of to-dos before moving on to the next lesson. So how long will this course take? You may take as long as you wish to complete this course. However, it has been designed to be completed within an 8-week time period. To complete it in the 2-month time frame, you will use the following schedule. Week 1, the introductory lesson, Get Started on the Right Foot. Lesson 1, Rule 1, Structure Time. Lesson 2, Rule 2, Be Present. Lesson 3, Rules 3 through 5, Keep It Simple, Keep It Special, and Weekly Planning. Week 2, Lesson 4, Elements of the Closet, Part 1, Where is the Closet? Lesson 5, Elements of the Closet, Part 2, What's in the Closet? Lesson 6, Finding Sparks and Great Ideas. Week 4, Lesson 7, The Power of Mental Scripts. Week 5, Lesson 8, Your Family Mission Statement. This lesson is recorded by Jody Palmer and is part of the Leadership Education Family Builder course. Week 6, you will listen to 2 MP3 downloads this week. One, Your Master Inspire Plan, recorded by Diane Jepson. This is also a part of the Leadership Education Family Builder course. And How to Use Your Master Inspire Plan with the Closet, recorded by me. Week 7, Lesson 10, Supporting Change. Week 8, Lesson 11, What's It Really Like to Use the Closet? A Dose of Real Life. Using this schedule, you will have a working closet by the end of week 2. The remaining weeks will help you more effectively manage and maintain the success of your closet. It's likely you're going to experience something Mortimer Adler refers to as the pain of learning. To succeed in using the closet effectively, you will have to engage in the hardest work a person can do, thinking. You may be tempted to shortcut the work, find excuses like, I just can't find the time, or let this program sit in a drawer because it feels so challenging. Rest assured that these are simply temptations, and you can and you must overcome them. Determine that you are not going to follow the path of least resistance. Decide that you are going to accept Mortimer's invitation to the pain of learning. I promise you will find magic at the end. In Lesson 10, you will be introduced to one of the ways to support change, a circle of support. This circle could consist of one other person or a group. You will find that you magnify your success with this course if you will engage the help of others to 1. Keep you accountable to working through the course and maintaining your closet afterwards. 2. help inspire your creative juices, and 3, inspire you with hope, ideas, and determination to continue. As you work through setting up a closet and learning to use new principles, there will inevitably be times of frustration, discouragement, and mental blocks. During these times, it's most important to turn to your support group for encouragement, accountability, and direction. Do not underestimate the power of a supportive network. It is also useful in sharing and generating inspiring ideas and coming up with great responses and follow-through. Remember that a support group will improve your effectiveness 100%. Who do you know that has or is taking this course? Maybe you'd like to organize a group of parents to do the course together. Please remember that the copyright requires that each family have their own copy of the Closet Mastery Course. Write down who will be part of your circle or what plans you have to create a circle of support. This course also comes with a closet journal. The closet journal is found in the back of your workbook. It is designed for you to make daily log entries 5 days per week over the course of 8 weeks. Each day's entry consists of brief questions designed to help you evaluate your closet implementation, identify areas that need improvement, and record sparks of inspiration you see from your children or great ideas that you have for the closet. When you hit a bumpy patch, going back over your entries may give you a clue as to where the problem lies. Is it with the logistics of your closet, the contents, mental talk that is counterproductive, or are you struggling to live one of the 5 rules of engagement? Be sure and use your journal. Make this a team effort. I highly recommend that spouses work together through the Closet Mastery Course. You'll find far more success in engaging with the closet when both of you are on the same page. If it's impossible for your spouse to complete all of the materials with you, schedule a regular weekly time where you can download the things you've learned and you can jointly decide how to proceed to overcome challenges. Because these materials are downloadable, a spouse who travels or is working will still be able to utilize them. Then the two of you can discuss what you are learning and make plans for implementation. Often, you will be given reading assignments of articles found on my blog, which is home-school-coach.com. There are no other required resources you will need to complete this course. There are supplemental resources referred to throughout the course, but not required. Because this is a mastery course, you'll be introduced to some topics which are not related directly to the organization and use of the closet, but which impact your ability to utilize the tool successfully in your home. For a more in-depth study of these crucial family skills, I suggest the Leadership Education Family Builder Program, offered at leadershipeducationfamilybuilder.com and any of their enrichment classes. There are 3 basic classes which are free and which will benefit any family. I really recommend that you take the time to listen to them at the beginning of this course. The first one is called A Bit About Beginning, which introduces the 1% principle, which I will just briefly touch on. The second is the Leadership Education Continuum, which teaches you what is and is not in your control with your children's education. I can't tell you how much this will help you in working with your children and how enlightening you're going to find it. And the third is called Parent Job 1, Relationship. This was such an enlightening session for me. And you will be well paid for the time you spend listening in the improved relationships in your home. That website again is leadershipeducationfamilybuilder.com. In your workbook, in the introductory pages, you will find a list of books which will increase your understanding of concepts mentioned in this Closet Mastery course. You cannot possibly read them all in the 8 weeks we will spend together. But over the next few years, they can be a continuing source of learning and enlightenment for both you and your spouse. Now that you are oriented to the course and the workbook, let's get to the meat of getting started on the right foot. I want to talk about a principle which can really free you up to make great headway in this course. It is called the 1% principle. When my husband and I were raising 5 teenagers, we realized that we had a family in pain. Everything felt urgent. We were going to lose them if we didn't fix it all now. We didn't have time to work on one thing at a time. I bet that many of you feel that same pain and desperation to have it all worked out yesterday. In the book Raving Fans, Ken Blanchard explains that leaders don't splinter their focus. They concentrate on one task. When I read that, I thought, is this man crazy? If we only focus on one thing at a time, all 5 of these kids are going to you know where in a handbasket. Now, I really do understand your frustration at the number and urgency of all the things that you have to do and that need to be fixed in your family. But Ken is right. A leader does not splinter her focus. They make a 1% improvement, not just any 1%, but the right 1%. You may be saying what I said, 1% plus 1% plus 1% plus 1%, that will take forever. We will run out of time. But the 1% principle doesn't work on linear addition. It works on the principle of exponentiality. When you work on the right 1%, other issues which you aren't even looking at miraculously resolve themselves. If you splinter your focus, the best you can do is to maintain mediocrity and, at the worst, move backwards. Real growth comes from building on a solid, consistent 1% improvement. For a better understanding of this principle, I recommend that you read Raving Fans by Ken Blanchard. So, when you feel the need for a quick fix, which, by the way, doesn't exist, then trust that real growth will come from building on solid 1% improvements. So what is the right 1%? One of the ways that you are going to isolate the right 1% for you is to think about where you are now and where you want to go. In your workbook, you will find some thinking questions in the areas of your personal experience with education and your relationships, both past and present. When you have done some thinking about where you're starting from, you're ready to get clear about where you would like to go. In other words, you're going to come up with your own learning objectives or changes that you'd like to achieve. Start by asking these questions. 1. What's the one change I could make that would make the most impact in creating the kind of learning environment I envision for my home? 2. What's the second change I could make that would make the most impact in creating the kind of learning environment I envision for my home? And 3. Yes, you know what it's going to be. What's the third change I could make that would make the most impact in creating the kind of learning environment I envision for my home? You will find these questions in your workbook. Consider your answers. Are there any other changes that you think might be even more important than something you've listed? Now identify the top 3 changes you'd like to see happen. Then work these statements to make them as succinct as possible. Let me give you an example of a first draft and then a more succinctly written statement. First draft. I feel overwhelmed all the time. I know I should be consistent in helping my kids learn, but I have so many things I need to do that I just can't seem to get to it. When I do have school, I feel pressured to hurry it along so that I can get to my other stuff and get it done. Here is the same idea stated more succinctly. I have a hard time giving attention to my children for any length of time without mentally drifting away with all the other things I have to do. Now that you have your 3 statements, I want you to write them into learning objectives. A learning objective is a statement that describes something that you will know or be able to do. It is written in measurable terms, meaning that you should be able to determine whether you accomplished the objective or not. So here is my succinct statement again. I have a hard time giving attention to my children for any length of time without mentally drifting away with all the other things I have to do. Now here is the learning objective. I will practice daily being present until I am able to spend at least 1 hour truly focused on the activity at hand. As you refine your ideas during this course, feel free to refine and change your learning objectives. During this course, you'll be faced with some pitfalls which can really derail your success. I want to share them with you. There are quite a number of them. The first one is never getting started. Elizabeth wrote to me and said, I have always been waiting for that perfect day in a perfect world when I had the perfect closet, which day was not coming anytime soon. After going to your class, I threw some things together in some clear Tupperware containers and voila, our temporary closet. How liberating. It was wonderful. We had a great school day together. Don't wait for perfection. Just start. 2, not being consistent. Without consistency, you will not be as successful as I know you want to be. 3, not planning ahead dooms you to worry and frustration, and eventually your closet will become a jumbled storage space. And I know some of you are sitting out there thinking, ugh, that's what I have right now, a storage space. 4, bored children. If your children say they are bored when you have structured family learning time and the closets available, then you need to check out how you are living the 5 rules of engagement. That is almost always the problem. 5, quitting. Just don't quit. 6, getting off the educational conveyor belt only to end up on the leadership conveyor belt. You have decided what to do. One of the hardest things about getting off the conveyor belt is becoming your own expert on matters of family concern. One of the basic assumptions of leadership education is that you are the expert on your own home and the education of your children. Oliver DeMille. Don't look for an expert to tell you what to do. At times I have someone at a workshop or seminar say that they heard so-and-so say that this activity or that model of education or this group or organization are not good to use with their kids for whatever reason, and they want to know what I think about that. These parents are experiencing the difficulty of getting off the conveyor belt. They are so used to it that they are still looking for an expert to tell them what, when, and where, and that each family should be the same. Being a leader means being able to ignore all the concerned voices and good choices and to commit to and follow through on the right one. Getting off the conveyor belt means that you study the guidelines of leadership education and then personalize them to you and your children. Oliver DeMille. And that's exactly how we don't get on the leadership conveyor belt in the first place. We study guidelines and then we personalize them to us and our children. The closet won't bring the kind of result you are seeking if you try and use it in the only way you know how, on a conveyor belt. You're the ultimate creator of your own family culture. This is also true when considering the guidelines of creating and using the closet. What is perfect for one family might not be quite right for another. So don't create a leadership conveyor belt in your home based on blindly following what someone else says is right for your family. Principles are not negotiable, but how we implement them often is. It will be instructive to read a Thomas Jefferson Education Home Companion, Chapter 1, Off the Conveyor Belt, by Oliver and Rachel DeMille. Number 7, saying, I don't need this. There may be some topics that we discuss that you will say to yourself, I don't need this. Just get to the point of how I set this up. When faced with this thought, remember that there is always something to learn in each session which can help you to be more successful. Choose to commit to looking deeper at what you think you don't need. 8. Thinking I need it now. You may feel that you just need to know it all now. Your situation feels desperate. Remember, there is no quick fix. Parenting and creation take time. Determine that you are going to put in the time and sacrifice to reap the rewards. 9. Thinking, yeah, but that won't work for me in my situation. When you are faced with this thought, choose to open your mind and heart to a new way of doing what didn't work before. And finally, the 100% devil. I got this for my daughter, Jody Palmer, and Diane Jepson in one of their classes, and I thought it was so true that I just have to share it with you. This little beast will distract your focus and discourage your heart. You feel you have to do it all perfectly or not at all. This is how it manifests in my personal life. I've had to face a raft of new technology in the last year. Whenever I make a mistake, send an email to the wrong person, or put an incorrect link in a blog, I think that I just cannot do this. I think I make too many mistakes. I'm too old and not smart enough. However the 100% devil manifests in your life, it is the most dangerous and constant enemy that you and I face. It will doom you to failure. The cure for this little devil is the 1% principle. Real growth will come from building on solid 1% improvements. So let's review. In this introduction, you have learned how the course works and how to use your workbook and journal. Remember the 1% principle. The truth is that real growth comes from building on solid, consistent 1% improvements. I have shared the pitfalls with you. Watch out for them. They will lessen your success if you give in to them. You have had an opportunity to hear how to make your own learning objectives. Before moving on in this course, you need those objectives. They help you know what the right 1% is. Before moving on to Lesson 1, complete the thinking exercises and the to-do list in the workbook for this introduction. We are going to have a great time together, so let's begin.